It's time for Knuckleheads in the News with Scott Steele on 93.5 The Legend.
All right, y'all, good morning. We could literally get a month's worth of stories out of Lieutenant Craig Williams from the Rankin County Sheriff's Office back with us this morning.
We answer a lot of alarms in the county. 95% of them are mostly false alarms, whether it be weather or pets inside or something like that. But we have one or two particular businesses that if their alarm goes off, it's normally legit. There's something going on. Well, this particular night is about 1 o'clock in the morning. We get an alarm at this service station. Had a new guy on my shift. I'm like, you need to go now. Get there in a hurry. This isn't a false alarm. You need to get there. I was probably a minute and a half out and he hollered, I've got one coming out of the front door of the gas station with a cash register in her hand.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently the suspect turned and runs back into the gas station with still holding the cash register, carrying it back in. As I tell him I'm pulling up to him, I'm going to circle around back. He hears glass break. As I come around the back of the business, I can see an individual running off into the woods behind the gas station. At that time, we're only thinking there was one person that had broke into the store. And as we go in to clear the store, there's a man there with a cleaning outfit on, sweeping up the glass, dusting and everything, like he's cleaning the store. Look at him, get his ID to figure out who he is. And he said, well, I'm supposed to be here cleaning up. I'm like, no, you're not. I know the man that does the cleaning, and here it is, 1:40 in the morning. He comes in at 2:30. So you're 50 minutes early for cleaning. Oh yeah, I'm the new cleaning guy. We went ahead and detained him and put him into custody. Got a hold of the cleaning man that showed up, said, no, he's not supposed to be here. Come to find out, we find the guy's clothes behind the counter. He had placed the cash register back exactly where he'd picked it up and was trying to play like he was the cleaning guy. But once we were able to confirm that he was in fact a burglar, talked to him for a little bit, he able to gave up his friend that had run out the back of the store.
Well, now I'm sure there's a bright orange uniform waiting on him to clean the Rankin County Jail.
That's it, or picking up trash on the side of the roads.